This is a do-over on Fundamentals of Communication, Part 3. It appears out of order on your on-screen list and will be the most helpful if listened to after Fundamentals of Communication, Part 2, and before Fundamentals of Communication, Part 3. At the very least, you would want to have things listed that way as you work through your notes. This is a discussion of basics of communication, the processes that an individual goes through in what we can call communication, and without which communication would not take place. We've been talking about two fundamental processes, encoding and decoding. Encoding, a process by which people take the meanings that exist in their head and try to make them meaningful by turning them into signs that can stand for something in the mind of another. In other words, it's an attempt to make something sensible by creating sensations that can be interpreted as standing for something of meaning. The other process is decoding, the process of making sense of sensation, of experiencing something in our environment and attributing meaning for it, of seeing that thing in our environment as standing for something else. Importantly, again, we're talking about individual processes that exist within the mind of a single person. Now, normally, we're encouraged to think about communication as something that happens between two or more people. And so we have, for example, the source, message, channel, and receiver model, the SMCR model, which sees the source and message as two fundamentally different people. That model has been criticized recently on the ground that it assumes that actions are taken by a source that acts on the receiver, that puts the receiver in a passive role. And the idea of the SMCR model has therefore been reformulated by some as an interaction or transaction model, which sees communication happening between people rather than just one person acting on another person. There is, though, some value in the SMCR model because it gives us a vocabulary and a way of capturing communication to freeze it for a moment so that we can analyze it in more detail. The definition, as we've been talking about encoding and decoding, is very much tied in with these ideas about the source and the receiver. And so, by definition, a source is someone who encodes, a receiver is someone who decodes. And so we really need to add those other two elements, the lowercase elements, if you will, in the SMCR model, the encoding and decoding, so that an accurate picture of what's going on in communication would show a source who is encoding a message that's then sent through a channel where it is decoded by the receiver, or an SEMCDR model. And that does help us understand a little bit more what's going on in communication, but we really need to add to it the idea that if we accept the idea that the message which is encoded and the message which is decoded are not necessarily the same message, then we really are talking about two different messages. And so to kind of better understand the idea of what's going on in communication between two or more people, we really need to have that idea of the second message in there, because we know, again, that the source's message and the receiver's message often do not match. And so if we're going to use the SMCR model, and I think it is valuable for us to do so, we really want to think about adding a few letters to understand it more completely. So we can think about the SEMCDMR model. That is, the source encodes a message. It's sent through a channel, and there is decoding which results in a message for the receiver. Source encodes message sent through channel, where it is decoded and turned into a message by the receiver, or an SEMCDMR model. For convenience, we can usually just talk about SMCR, but we always want to keep in mind encoding and decoding and the two different messages that result from that process.